Blog Talk Radio.
I can't stay here asleep to how you're moving. I can't stay here complacent anymore. I can't stay here. My heart is full of longing. I can't stay here. I know what I'm made for. You're breathing new life into dry bones. I hear the echo, the sound of heaven's song. Your spirit's calling. I know it's time to go. I can't stay here anymore.
And I can't stay here. I've awakened to your whisper. I can't stay here. You tell me there is more. I can't stay here.
walking garage wall. I thought by now they'd fall, but you have never failed me yet. Waiting for change to come, knowing the battle's won. For you have never failed me yet. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness. Faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You've never failed me yet. I know the night won't last. Your word will come to pass. My heart will sing your praise again. Jesus, you're still enough.
Jesus, you're still enough.
Oh, so keep me.
Keep me within your love.
Promise still stands.
still stand. Great is your faithfulness, your faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You never failed me, yeah. Never will. Still in your will, never fails me, yeah. Never will forget, no. Never fails me, yeah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. You've never failed.
Everybody, thank you for taking the time to join us on tonight. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. For those of you that are new and don't know, Prolific Fire Ministry is honored to present to you tonight Faith on the Line with Prophetess Pate. However, I'm sitting in for Prophetess Pate tonight. Therefore, I will be leading you in prayer and prophecy tonight. The first song I played was I can't Stay Here by David and Nicole Binion. The second song was Do It Again by Elevation Worship featuring Travis Green and Kiara Sheard. Now, for those of you that don't know, let me tell you how this works. If you're under the sound of my voice online and you know you desire prayer but you're not on the phone lines, If you need prayer, you still have time to get on the phone lines. The number is 347-426-3782. Again, the number is 347-426-3782. I'm going to pray what the Lord put in my spirit for tonight. After then, I'm going to come back and open the phone lines and pray for anybody that desires prayer. So if you need prayer, once again, get on the phone line. And bless you, everybody, for being here. Everybody on the phone line, thank God for you. Everybody online, thank God for you. But once again, if you need prayer, get off online and get on the phone line. With that being said, let's begin. To God be the glory.
Tonight on Faith on the Line, I would like to use as a foundational text Mark chapter 11, verses 1 through 6 from the NIV. Jesus comes to Jerusalem as king. As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethpage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two of his disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and just as you enter it, you will find a colt tied there, which no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here." New King James says, "Loose it and bring it." If anyone asks you, "Why are you doing this?" say, "The Lord needs it, and we'll bring it back here shortly." They found the colt outside in the street, tied at a doorway. As they untied it, loosed it, New King James, some people standing there asked, What are you doing untying that colt?" They answered as Jesus had told them to, and the people let them go. You see, when Jesus gets involved, the people don't have any other choice but to let you go. God says some of you are tied up, just like the colt in tonight's text. Some of you are tied up in a situation that's new to you, and the struggle to break free. And the struggle is to break free, and you're tired. It's for you that I pray. Tonight's prayer focus, tied up and tired. Father God, look upon every person under the sound of my voice that's tied up, tied to a situation or a person that is unhealthy for them. They have been struggling in themselves to break free, and the struggle is real, and they're tired. Like the quote in tonight's text, somebody feels useless and overlooked by the people around them. Show them, Father, that you have need of them and that you're not afraid to loosen them, to comfort them, right in the presence of those who don't understand what's going on. In you is their way of escape. Therefore, call somebody tonight to escape a bad marriage, a toxic relationship. Untie somebody from sexual sin, from a soul tie they feel forced to be in. Deliver somebody from the bondage of low self-esteem. In Jesus' name, amen. Help somebody to remember that they are fearfully and wonderfully made. In Jesus' name, loose that woman. Woman, thou art loose. Loose that man to be a man. Loose that woman to be a woman. Untie them from homosexual tendencies, bisexual attractions. Loose them in the presence of onlookers, like the ones in tonight's text, who wanted to know why the disciples were untying their colt, why they were doing what they were doing, why they were freeing their colt. It's simple. They were doing what Jesus said. Somebody listening in to Faith on the Line live or to the replay, I know that you can testify. You see, I know that you can testify because people are used to seeing you one way, seeing you at a standstill. The idea that there can actually be more to your life is mind-blowing to them. But don't you dare buy into that lie. I'm here to free you tonight because Jesus said so. Just like he wanted the colt to be brought to him, it's time you be brought to him and be used in his kingdom. You see, the devil has used you long enough. It's time that you be brought into the kingdom of Jesus Christ and be used for his sake. Be used for his kingdom in Jesus' name. I came to snatch somebody out of hell's way, to display his mercy towards somebody who hasn't felt the arms of mercy in a long time. You used to being judged, being ridiculed, being criticized, but you haven't felt the arms of mercy in a long time. Tonight, this is a rescue attempt. I told you a couple Fridays ago, SOS, God send help. Well, tonight, this is a rescue attempt. Jude 1:23 from the New Living Translation says, rescue others by snatching them from the flames of judgment. Beloved, I'm not here to pass judgment, but rescue you from it. I cannot judge you because the Bible says that we've all sinned and come short of his glory. So I'm not here to pass judgment, but to rescue you from it, to show mercy. And do so with great caution, hating the sins that contaminate your life, contaminate their lives. You don't deserve to be contaminated. You do not deserve to be contaminated. You do not deserve to be tied up in sin that you can't live. You don't deserve to be tied up in sin to the point that you can't live. You don't deserve to be tied up in sin so much, so far gone that you can't live. I hate that about what you're going through. I hate that about what you're going through. It's taking you the longest period of time just to get back to being you after all the things you've experienced. But the devil is a liar. The quote in tonight's text hadn't been written, and you have not been written off. Jesus has need of you. You have not been written off. Jesus has need of you. God has not forgotten where you are in life. So he calls you to tune in. Oh, yes, 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 yes. It was no accident that you tune in tonight. Oh, yes, God has a plan in the name of Jesus. Father, I know that that one is not listening by accident, but you seek to get them ready to face another school year because somebody you need to break away. Be set free from that bullying spirit that shows up repeatedly at the school year after year. Somebody else, you need to be set free from that intimidating spirit on your job. In the name of Jesus, loose that one that feels ashamed, like they're useless and cannot defend themselves. In the name of Jesus, loose that one that's ashamed of all the things they've allowed themselves to be tied up in. Break every needy spirit, every clinging spirit, every borderline obsessive spirit in him, in her. I apply the blood. I plead the blood of Jesus. I apply the blood of Jesus to every weary mind, worn out body and spirit that needs to be refreshed, revived, rejuvenated because you're tired. I decree and declare that after tonight, you will find your strength. You will no longer be tired because you're loose. You're loose. You're rejuvenated. You're refreshed to be God's original intent for mankind. Once again, the original intent that God has for you, you are returning to it. I speak life, a healthy, clean, productive life that produces from it fruit connections that please God. So in the name of Jesus, be loose, untied, set free. Who the Son sets free is free indeed, John 8:36. Amen. Somebody say amen. If you receive on tonight, so be it. And be sure to tune in to Prolific Fire Monday night, 10 Eastern, 9 Central, 7 Pacific. Again, it's Monday night, Prolific Fire, 10 Eastern, 9 Central, 7 Pacific, by calling the number that many of you called tonight. Thank you for joining us on Faith on the Line. Call the number again Monday night, 347-426-3782. I will be picking up where I left off tonight. If you enjoy this prayer, if you are blessed by this prayer, you need to hear not just the prayer, but you need to hear the full message. The full message is entitled, of course, Tied Up and Tired, just like tonight's prayer, Tied Up and Tired. We're going to go deeper because God wants to deliver. God wants to set free. So if you feel like you didn't get it tonight, you're going to get it Monday night. Between Friday and Monday, you will be delivered in the name of Jesus. To God be the glory. Amen.
At this time, if there's anybody on the phone lines desiring prayer on tonight, I will be glad to pray with you. Just press 1 on your phone, and I will be glad to pray. Thank you again, everybody. If not, I'm going to close out for tonight, and I would appreciate it if I would see each of you on Monday night for the continuation of the prayer. It's going to go into a message. It's going to be good. I hope so anyway. We'll see. Join me then. I'm out.